This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Elena Neal Sachs. The Buckhorn Early Learning Center in Salinas held its first day of school yesterday. It marks a significant milestone because the idea for the center goes all the way back to 2001. Alisal Union School District officials say it was hard to find a developer, and the COVID pandemic further delayed the project. But now it's finally open. Alisal's preschool programs used to be spread out at different schools. Now, with Buckhorn, they're all together. Elia Garcia is the director of early learning for the district.
It brings us all to one place so we can really be more intentional how we support families and students.
The center has 5 classrooms, including 2 for special education. And Garcia says the first day was successful.
It went really well. The families dropped off their children. They left crying because it was her first experience in education. But overall, it was smooth.
There are currently 66 students enrolled, with 10 on the wait list. Our California newsroom partner CalMatters reports that a federal judge in San Francisco said this week that the Justice Department must defend recent suspensions of hundreds of UCLA National Science Foundation, or NSF, grants. These suspensions came after the Trump administration said the campus didn't do enough to stop anti-Semitism during last year's pro-Palestine protests. In June, Judge Rita F. Lynn of California's Northern District issued a court order that temporarily blocked the Trump administration from terminating NSF grants. Now, Lynn is asking DOJ lawyers to explain why the recent UCLA grant suspensions don't violate her June order. A hearing is set for next week. This is KAZU News.